Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 15 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. I'm thrilled to have you join us for another episode because today I'm sharing how to effectively expand your photography services while staying true to your niche, how collaborating with niche adjacent businesses can help you reach new clients and create mutually beneficial partnerships, and tips for leveraging social media to showcase your niche photography services and attract more clients. So let's get started. Tip number one is to expand your service offerings. Diversifying your services beyond your primary niche while still staying true to high school seniors can open up exciting opportunities for growth while maintaining your unique photography style. One of the ways to expand your services is to offer family sessions for your high school senior clients. Senior year is the perfect time for families to get an updated family photo shoot because it may be the last time they are all together under one roof before their senior moves on to the next chapter in their lives. As a parent of a senior myself, I know how important it is to capture memories of the entire family before the family dynamic changes a bit. So if you specialize in capturing stunning senior portraits, consider offering your senior clients family sessions as an add-on to their senior session or as an additional session. You can even offer family mini sessions to the families of your senior clients in the fall leading up to Christmas because they may not only want an updated family portrait, but also Christmas card photos to share with their family and friends. If this is something that you want to add to your senior portrait offerings, I would highly recommend creating an email marketing campaign to your senior clients. With a few emails sharing a story and explaining how important family photos are before their senior goes off to college, you will get booked in no time. And if you decide to offer mini sessions, again, an email marketing campaign would be a great way to get your schedule booked up by existing clients first. Then if you still need to fill more spots, you can use social media to book even more. This expansion can attract new clients who may not only want senior photos, but will be attracted to you because you can also capture their entire family. Now, tip number two is to collaborate with niche adjacent businesses. Collaborating with businesses that share a similar demographic or aesthetic can amplify your reach and introduce your services to a broader audience. When it comes to marketing, the more you can get your name out there, the more potential clients you can reach. Look for local businesses that cater to high school seniors or share your passion for capturing memorable moments. For example, teaming up with a boutique that specializes in trendy clothing for seniors can create synergies between fashion and photography, enhancing the overall client experience. A great way to team up with a boutique is through your model team. Boutiques are always looking for models to model the clothing for social media, so you could work with the boutique to use your models for their photos. And you could even take the photos so you and your work get in front of their audience. Your models will love participating in something like this, and you will gain more exposure for your business. Another idea is to work with the boutique on helping seniors with what to wear. You could see if the boutique offers styling services that you could suggest to your senior clients, or ask the boutique if they would like to offer a small discount for your senior clients. They could give you a card with the discount code that you could include in your welcome packets to your seniors, ensuring that your seniors know about their business, which in turn will give you a beneficial relationship with another business. By cross-promoting each other's services through joint marketing efforts or exclusive offers, you can leverage each other's customer base and create valuable partnerships. These collaborations not only help you reach new clients, but also reinforce your presence within your niche community. Now, if you need more help with marketing to seniors and getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester will open for enrollment in May 2024. To be notified when the semester opens for enrollment, be sure to join the wait list at www.seniorology.com/waitlist. And if you want more information to see if the Seniorology Semester is for you, you can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Now, back to the tips. Tip number three, leverage social media to showcase your niche. You know, I love social media around here and what it can do for your business. And I can't stress enough that you should be using it to market to seniors. When it comes to the senior niche, the more seniors you show on social, the more seniors will want to book you for their senior photos. Make sure you are showcasing your niche, what you want to photograph in your posts on social. I once had a senior specifically tell me the reason she booked me was because I looked very much in demand because I was consistently posting senior clients on social, and she wanted the photographer that was in demand. So even if you have to create the content by using models until you have a full calendar of senior clients, do it because seniors want to see seniors on your social media to know that not only do you specialize in seniors, but that you are also in demand. Make sure you're sharing more than just the final images. Gone are the days of using social to be an extension of your portfolio. Seniors today want to see the process, the behind-the-scenes videos of you actually working with clients, your face and your personality so they can connect with you, client testimonials, and more. Engage with your audience by responding to comments, hosting Q&A sessions, going live and offering tips to help potential senior clients prep for their session, running giveaways or contests. By consistently sharing content that resonates with your target audience, you can attract more clients who are interested in your niche. And I'll give you a little tip. Attracting more seniors by showing video through Reels will get your business seen by a ton more people. And testing out different Reels to see which one gets the most attention is the way to figure out what the right real recipe is for your business. Just a few weeks ago, I posted the simplest reel I think I've ever posted. And it simply was two of my senior models twirling on the beach. That's it. That's all it was. I wasn't even in it, which is kind of funny. But it has now reached over 145,000 views. I then took that same recipe, because when you see something working, you want to try it again, and created another one very similar that has gotten 32.2 thousand views. So it can happen for you too. Sometimes the simplest reel gets the most views, and testing out different reels to find the perfect recipe for you and your business will be the key to getting your business in front of more eyes, getting more followers, and getting more inquiries to get more clients to get booked. So if you want to see those two reels, I'll link them in the show notes. Totally copy them. Don't care. I think everybody should have a reel that gets a ton of views. So feel free to use this recipe for yourself to see if it works for you. Okay, there you have it, guys. Three ways to grow your photography services while still staying in your niche. Remember, staying true to your niche doesn't mean limiting your growth opportunities. By expanding your service offerings, collaborating with niche adjacent businesses, and leveraging social media, you can grow your photography business while still staying true to your unique style and specialty. Thank you so much for listening in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way that I can. If you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on the Seniorology podcast. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode. See you then. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology podcast.